Yeah, that's always a good feeling to score, but it's winning as a team is why we do this sport. So yeah, everybody would rather win than lose, but that was the case yesterday, and tomorrow we have a new opportunity to get the win.
Patrick, what has to change for the weekend to be a successful one?
We can't take that much penalties. That's the one thing, and we have to be better in our PK. That's for sure. We can't allow the opponent score 3 goals, just have to defend well. They have a lot of skill in their forwards, so we have to be careful with those guys and score from our opportunities.
Coach, had your power play group out there for some extra work this morning. Can you give us a bit of an idea there as to what the focal point was?
That was a secret. I don't know. But the opponents, I don't want to give them anything what we're doing. But just wanted to get some touch, you know, with the guys and get some structure, like you said, and hope that we can be better at the next game.
How do you feel about your defensive play when you don't have the puck? Is that improving, or has it been good from day one, or how do you feel about it?
I think it's improving. Everybody's getting better, so you have to get better. And I think I've tried to improve myself in the defensive zone, and I think it's getting better. But I think I have a lot more work to do with that. And but I think it's I'm on a good way.
Is that a little harder than you thought it would be?
Yeah, of course the forwards are the best in the world, so you have to be good at defending. And yeah, sometimes it's hard when there's guys like McDavid, Kane, or something, guys like that. Therefore attacking, so it's a little bit harder, but you have to just be able to just defend well all the time and just attack after that.
Even something like chipping the puck off the boards to get it out, is that something you maybe didn't do as much in Finland?
Because the ice is so much bigger, you don't do that often. You had a lot more room in the defensive zone, so you don't do that, those things much. And I just learned those things here, and you have to do those kind of stuff here a lot, so you can get the puck out and just battle to get the puck out.
How much of your shot is natural and how much of it is practice?
Yeah, that's a hard one, but I've practiced a lot. But I think you must have some kind of gifts that you can create a shot like that. So, but it's you can't create a shot like that without practice. And I've done so many hours of work to get my shot where it is now, and just try to improve that every day.
When did you first realize that you had a bit of a gift with that?
I think it was sometimes in juniors when I scored a lot of goals against older players than me, and then I saw that I think I have a pretty good shot, so I have to use it more and just always trying to improve that, and always on my own time to take some shots and try to improve my accuracy and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
So you would have been 15, 16?
Yeah, something like that.
So when the team has the skills competition in a couple of weeks, who's going to win hardest shot, you or Buff, or is it someone else?
I don't know if Buff can find the right stick. He's had some problems with that, but I think he has a pretty good shot, and I think it's going to be a tough race, but I hope that I can win him.
He already told us his was better.
Okay, yeah, let's see what happens.